It's great to come to church on a Sunday. Keep on coming. But the purpose here is almost that we can worship him in a united way, but also that the Spirit of God could use his word to fire us up to become even better disciples when we leave church. Amen.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Last week, in his message entitled, Why Did God Make Us?, Pastor Brian Grant listed 3 points that answer that question, the first being the centuries-old Christian catechism. The whole purpose of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But knowing the answer intellectually does not solve the problem of sin in the equation. This evening, Pastor Grant concludes his message showing how, in his great mercy, God has made provision that any man, any woman, any boy or girl can indeed glorify God and have the assurance of enjoying him forever.
Listen, even AI knows. You know about AI? Even AI knows about this mission. For when I ask AI, why should making disciples be important to Christians? I actually did ask AI that. You want to hear what AI said? I said to AI, why should making disciples be important to Christians? You ready to hear what AI said?
Yes.
AI said, I was blown away. AI said, making disciples is very important, for it is the great mission Jesus gave to the church. It is a process that enables multiplication, deepens individual spiritual growth, and strengthens the entire church community. And then AI dropped this big one on me as it ended its little talk. AI said, this process is regarded as the most effective way to spread the message of Christianity. Preach it, AI! So if AI knows it, and you are a believer in Jesus, have you grasped it yet? Have you grasped it yet? This process is the most effective way to spread the message. Making disciples is very important. It is the great mission Jesus gave to the church. My brothers and sisters, we cannot leave it to somebody else. Every believer in Jesus Christ has been called to make disciples. Part of the reason God made you is something so that now that he has brought you to himself, he can use you and he can use me to make disciples of the nations. Amen. Listen, the year is soon ending and we don't have to wait till January 1 to make a New Year's resolution. We can make an old year's resolution right now and make it a New Year's resolution in January. But God is calling every believer under the sound of my voice to make a recommitment to him. Yes, teenager, part of the reason why some of us live Christian lives and 10, 15 years later, we still I feel so dry, like this thing isn't meaningful, is because we are not making a total commitment to God and say, God, here I am. Use me to impact this world for you. Amen. May God work in our hearts. The purpose of basketball is to get the most balls in the basket. That's how I look at it. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't become the NBA's 6-time MVP just because he knew the purpose of the game. Am I right about it? Kareem, and by the way, For those of you who didn't know, he has won more MVPs than anybody else. Am I right about that? Every game Kareem had to execute, every game he had to make sure his team got the ball in the basket more than the other team. Success happened because Kareem was pursuing his mission. Are you pursuing your mission? Are you pursuing the mission to which God has called you? This is not just for the elders and the pastors. This is a mission for every believer in Jesus Christ. We're talking about our topic this morning. Why did God make us? And my brother and sister, central to the call of God is to pursue God's mission. I am convinced that one of the biggest challenges the church faces today is that too many Christians are not committed to God's mission. I think that might be in your notes. One of the biggest challenges the church faces today is that too many Christians are not committed to God's mission. Yes, we love Jesus. Yes, we love His word. Yes, we love to sing His praises. But quite often, we have very little passion for reaching and discipling the lost for Christ. And don't use the excuse that you are scared. We love to hide behind that excuse. Why is that a bad excuse? Anybody wants to shout out? Why is that a bad excuse? But the Spirit of God, amen? No matter how scared we are, the Spirit of God can empower us and use us, even though our knees might be knocking, we are shaking so bad. But listen, just do it. Just obey Him. Just get busy. Amen. Serve Him. Obey Him. In the last 12 months, over 30 of us at GC were trained to be disciples. Over 30. Have you been using the training? Are you seeking to make disciples? If not, it's time for us to get busy speaking to our family and our friends and the people we come in contact with. And I'm going to, you know, Dr. Thomas is in charge of the discipleship ministry. I'm going to encourage you to get ready. Start sending him an email even before he comes back and letting him know, Dr. Thomas, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to start discipling. Assign me someone. And by God's grace, I'm going to move out of my comfort zone. God made me. One of the purposes God made me and saved me is for me to disciple others. And I am going to get busy. I am going to get involved. May God work in our hearts that this may not just be another message, another challenge, but that we may hear the voice of God and that we may respond, "Here I am, Lord, use me." First, God made us to glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. Second, God made us to pursue His mission of making disciples. And here's the third and final thing I want to share with you. God made us to live in heaven with Him forever. Amen? God made us to live in heaven with Him forever. It's nice to be able to look forward to something, isn't it? You know, when we were kids, we got excited waiting for Christmas. Anybody like that? Any kids here waiting for Christmas? None of the kids in the front are, so parents, you don't have to worry about your kids because none of them raise their hand, all right? None of them want anything for Christmas. So parents, those of you who don't have to give them, you can send me something instead, all right? You know, my brothers also look forward to birthdays, but I have never quite overcome this one. I never did really look forward to my birthday. because nobody ever really remembered it. It's not until since I came to America and married a wife that somebody finally remembers, because I was born on Christmas Eve and they were usually so busy, literally. I never even got a cake. I didn't get a gift. I'm telling you, generally they didn't even remember to say happy birthday till it was Christmas. And they said, oh, we forgot your birthday. It's a bad day to be born. The next time I'm choosing when to be born, I'll choose a different day. But my friend, every born again Christian can eagerly look forward to heaven. Amen. For Jesus has guaranteed us that he's made special provisions in heaven for us. He has been making provisions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. The Lord is making special provisions for us, because God made us so we will live in heaven with him forever. Isn't that good news? Wow, wow, wow. In John's Gospel chapter 14, he told us, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Write this in your notes. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Amen? Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Sometimes you hear people talking and it sounds like everybody thinks they're going to go to heaven, but not everybody is going to heaven, because heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Salvation is essential to enter heaven. Are you sure you're saved? Young man, teenager, older person, are you sure you are saved? Are you sure that the Spirit of God has washed you clean in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus? Have you come to him and received him as your Savior? Listen, the only people going to heaven are those who are saved by the grace of God. And I trust, my friend, if you're not sure that you are saved, you will make sure. You know, for many years in my life, I wasn't sure I was saved. I told you this story when I fell off a bike and I was badly injured and I thought I was going to die, and they took me to my grandmother. I said, Grandma, pray for me, pray for me. I don't want to die. I didn't want to die because I know I wasn't ready to die. The thing that is amazing though, here's the thing that's funny. You're about to die, or you fear you're going to die, and the thing you need to do, you don't do it. Which is what? To trust the Lord Jesus. You know, I've heard people say, I will wait till the last minute and then I will come to Jesus. You see, the funny thing is, nobody can be saved unless the Spirit is working in your heart at that moment. And so sad to say, I've had to sit by the bedside of individuals who died. And never, even at the last minute, as you share the gospel with them, they reject God's offer of salvation. My friend, if right now the Spirit of God is speaking to you, do not turn him away. Salvation, listen, unless the Spirit is working in your heart, you will never get saved. But the Bible warns us that if we keep neglecting and rejecting the Spirit's call, that there comes a time that he may say, I'll do what you ask me to do and I'll just leave you alone. And I trust this morning may be your day, the day when you may secure your calling and your election, when you will receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and invite him into your heart and life. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, because salvation is essential to enter heaven. You know, some preachers make it seem that every church member has a reserved seat in heaven, but that's just not the case. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Philippians as we wind this message down. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. The Apostle Paul writes, "For our citizenship is in heaven." Can you say praise the Lord for that? For our citizenship is in heaven. I'm glad I'm a citizen of heaven. Right now, I'm a citizen. One day I'm going to be there physically. Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Thank God we're going to get a new body. Amen. I've met so many people who say, "Brian, I'm so afraid of heights. I'm not sure I want to go to heaven because I'm afraid of heights." I met a lot of people who are afraid of heights, went all the way to the Grand Canyon and then wouldn't go take a look because they were afraid of heights. If you're not going to look, don't bother go, because there's no purpose spending all that time getting there if you're not going to take a look, all right? But God, what a thing is going to be. These bodies will make it. We're going to get a brand new body. A body that has none of the phobias we may have now. A body that one songwriter said, never grow old. We'll be in that land where we'll never grow old. No more aging, no more sickness, no more sadness, no more complaining. Hallelujah. We will, what? You ever sit and think about heaven and it almost seems beyond belief? Humanly speaking, it's beyond belief. And this is why sometimes we struggle. How could it be so good? It is so good because from the very beginning, when God made us, this is the plan. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. A prepared place for a prepared people. But to get to this prepared place, we need to make the preparation. The preparation is to make sure that your sins have been forgiven and that you're washed in the blood of Jesus. You know, sometimes when my wife and I travel by car, sometimes, you know, when we fly, we usually have hotel reservations. But sometimes when we're driving, we're going on a far journey, we're not sure when we're going to run out of gas. We're not exactly sure. But I still may have, I would usually reserve a hotel because I'm really expecting to get there. But sometimes we run out of energy before we get there. And then we're forced to stop, because it seems too risky. And we'll think of what hotel we can go to. And I may say to her, "Let's try and find a Marriott because I got a lot of clout. I got all these cards and they'll let me in. Just go to a Marriott and I'll show them who I am and they'll open the door." But sometimes when we get to the Marriott, despite all the cards I got, and I show them this and I show them that, they say, "Mr. Grant, I'm very sorry. You never made a reservation and we don't have no more rooms. I don't care what you got in your pocket." Sadly, there's some people here listening to me. You have every intention to get to heaven, but you've not made a reservation. I'm going to ask you right now. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Young man, young woman, older person, come to Jesus today. Amen. Come to Jesus today. This is your day. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you make sure you are committed to Him and you are committed to His mission of making disciples. I pray that right now as we bring this to a close, all of us will be making a commitment to Him. Father, thank You for Your word. Speak to hearts as only You can. Those who are not sure of their salvation, bring them to Yourself today, we pray. For Christ's sake, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want to speak to that person, young person, or it doesn't matter your age. You're saying, Pastor Brian, I'm not really sure I'm ready for heaven. I think I may be, but I'm not sure. But I want to be sure and make it to heaven. I want to be in heaven. Would you pray for me that God will save me today? Is there somebody like that? You raise your hand right now. You raise your hand. I'm not sure I'll be in heaven, but I want to be sure. Would you pray for me? Anybody like that? Anybody like that? Father, we thank You for Your word today. Lord, if there is that person sitting here or who listening on the live stream, oh God, I pray that they may open your heart to You today and say to You, Lord Jesus, thank You for dying for my sin. I admit I'm a sinner. Please save me and cleanse me and make me ready for heaven. And Father, for the person who is already a Christian, but Lord, they're not seriously involved in making disciples. They're not seriously involved to living to Your glory. Bringing glory to Your name is not priority. I pray You may work in their hearts even now. We bless You for all You have done. And what, Lord, as the little song says, we will serve You until we die. Thank You, in Jesus' name, amen. My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need Your forgiveness. Thank You that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for You from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.